originally we had 14 fire engines here with a good many specialist appliances. They worked really, really hard and all through yesterday, and finally got the fire surrounded, which means from our perspective that we've alleviated the capacity for that fire to go anywhere else. We did scale the incident down to 4 pumps overnight last night, but we have moved back up to 6 fire engines and a height vehicle at present, because we are now starting the long task of actually bringing the products out of the warehouse itself with the help of contractors, and we'll start to extinguish the content itself as we go. In terms of actually the development of the fire, they're much, much less concerned, because, as I said, we have the fire surrounded. But what it doesn't take away is the fact that we still have a very large building with waste products, recyclables, etc. inside it, that we still need to attack and extinguish.
It's a massive fire. What's the conditions been like for firefighters in amongst all of that?
Yeah, well, in the initial phases of any incident like this, the activity is very, 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 very concentrated and very dynamic. And so, therefore, what we do is we need an awful lot of firefighters on scene to take their share of that work. But it is hard graft. It is hard work to try and create that point at which we can say that the fire is going to spread no further, and that we have it under control. And that's where we currently stand at the moment. And now what we're trying to do over the next few days is to actually make sure that this fire is properly extinguished, and that all products of combustion are removed, and that we bring this incident to a close. But I would reiterate that isn't going to be a quick process. We are likely to be here for a good number of days. So a fire of this nature is very fierce, very, very hot burning. And actually, there comes a point where firefighters will adopt an approach where they may not necessarily go into the building, but what they will be doing is attacking the fire from the outside with as much weight of response in terms of water for firefighting equipment as we can. We appreciate that this incident is going to go on for a long time, and we appreciate the general public's patience. Just be mindful of the advice, which is to keep the doors and windows closed. Please stay away from the area, and motorists travelling through should also keep their windows closed, turn off their air conditioning, make sure that their cars don't take any of that smoke, and just be generally vigilant of the fact that there is a smoke plume in the area.